In the marijuana law reform movement, the cannabis community is represented by thousands of dedicated defense attorneys fighting to end prohibition and keep us free. The Russ Belville Show visits with the tireless courtroom crusaders in our legalization, law, and order.
Welcome back, everybody. It's just about 31 after the hour, and for our legalization, law, and order today, we're speaking with Attorney Joseph Tully, who is representing Aaron O'Neill in the People versus Aaron O'Neill case down in California. Joseph, welcome to the show.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you very much for having me on.
Glad to have you here. I received an email from an advocate who was trying to inform me about this case, which I think is a surprise to a lot of people when we say, yes, this is a medical marijuana grower in California who's being prosecuted. Give our listeners the basic executive summary of what's going on in this case.
Well, my client is well known for being an expert in growing high CBD strains of medical marijuana. Because he's such a big advocate, he's cured people, he's helped people. He cashed in his 401k and bought a property and planted about 270 high CBD strains of cannabis plants. There's a report of a deer shooting on the property, and Fish and Game became involved, and then Fish and Game said to the sheriff, reported him to the sheriff's department because of all the plants, and then a raid was conducted. He was arrested. His wife might have been arrested in the raid initially, and I think the CPS came to take his kids away as well. So there's always a lot of issues. They don't ever they try to make it as difficult as possible on people.
Which county are we talking about here?
We're talking about El Dorado County, which is between like Sacramento and the Tahoe area.
Right. Okay. So kind of northeastern California.
Yes, sir.
All right. And so this isn't federal. This isn't DEA going in and getting upset about these CBD plants. This is county sheriffs, and this is going to state court now, right?
Yes, we're in state court. We're in the middle of jury trial right now.
My goodness. Now, there's really no distinction in the California law that helps as far as these being CBD plants that really aren't destined for the recreational market, correct?
Correct. Yeah. Marijuana is marijuana. So there is kind of a old wives' tale or urban myth kind of going around that if your plants are high in CBD or low enough in THC that it doesn't qualify as marijuana, but that's simply not true. Anything with the genetics of a cannabis plant is considered marijuana, and they will charge you for it.
So there have been numerous bills that have been signed that make up the medical marijuana regulations, the new regulations for California. Is this due to these new regulations that this prosecution is possible, or is this something that's always been possible under California law?
This is something that is always been possible under California law and is still possible despite Proposition 215 being passed and despite California Senate Bill 420 being passed.
Is it just the sheer number of plants in the allegation?
Not necessarily. I mean, normally speaking, the federal government will leave you alone if it's under, so many thousands of plants. It would be like the lead homicide detective won't, give out a parking ticket. It's kind of beneath them. So the feds kind of leave you alone. I think the amount of plants is something, but I think there's politics involved. And in this particular case, I believe it's the personality of the prosecuting attorney and the particular political sentiment of that county.
Okay, so El Dorado County being one of those counties that say in 2010 wasn't on the side of passing that Prop 19, for example?
That's correct, yes.
So let's talk about this prosecuting attorney. And has he made statements in the press in the past, or has he been known to just be, really anti-marijuana and gone after it this way before?
Yes, he is anti-marijuana. So, for instance, there on the books, it was clear, you know, when 215 passed in 1996, that concentrated cannabis is a form of cannabis, and as long as the amount of you know, cannabis that you have on you is reasonably related to your medical conditions, you're fine. Well, this prosecutor, and on the jury instructions, it reflected that, and in case law, it reflected that. So concentrated cannabis wasn't treated any differently than marijuana. But this prosecutor got it in his mind that he was going to make concentrated cannabis illegal. And he talked two county judges into this. And there is a gentleman by the name of Mulcrady, and it's a published case. They would not let him argue the Compassionate Use Act defense because they said, well, this is concentrated cannabis, so it's not covered by the law. And, you know, his attorney said, you know, it was. And they wouldn't let him argue that it was covered, and therefore he was convicted. It went up on appeal. The attorney general's office, who covers appeals for the prosecution side, they didn't oppose the defense. So the defense said, hey, listen, you know, these guys are ignoring the law. It needs to go back to court with the proper admonitions that they need to follow the law. The attorney general's office didn't even oppose it. They said, basically, you know, we agree with you guys that concentrated cannabis is covered. But had it not been for the appellate court or for the hardworking appellate attorneys, this prosecutor and, as far as I'm concerned, two Superior Court judges would have been involved in conspiracy to falsely imprison somebody.
So there was no. First of all, he's been stopped from this from doing this. Now he's not doing it any further after this after this decision.
Well, yeah, he got slapped down on that decision, but in my current case. My client happened to be on probation for something totally different, and he just wrote this motion kind of off the top of his head. I have very young lawyers here, and they read it, and they were laughing at how ignorant he was of the law and just how basically how stupid his motions were. And he said basically in his motion, Judge, you know, Mr. O'Neill was on probation at the time of this arrest. Therefore, the Compassionate Use Act and Prop or Senate Bill 420 defenses should not apply to him. And I had to fight and fight and fight and fight and fight, even though there's a law clearly on the books that the DA didn't let the judge know about, which is unethical. The DA should have known what he was arguing was not lawful. But the judges clearly, for whatever reason, are willing to go along with him. And like I said, I had to fight and fight and fight. And had I not fought and won, we would have been looking at an automatic conviction because we're not disputing that there was marijuana. It's just our defense is that it's covered by the Compassionate Use Act.
We're speaking with Attorney Joseph Tully, who's representing Aaron O'Neill in a state case of growing hundreds of CBD-heavy medical marijuana plants in El Dorado County, California. And what are the stakes in this trial? What if convicted, what could happen?
I mean, he's technically facing 3 years of prison, which, you know, he's a family man. You know, his goals are always to help people. He's a medical marijuana activist. And I don't want that to happen.
How can people, if they want to help out, is there anything they can do as far as court support or donations in any way?
I'm sure if people wanted to contribute to his legal costs, he would accept it. You know, he's just a good family man. He's an activist. He doesn't have a lot of money. I'm not making this trial about money. This trial, he's standing up for his principles, and I'm supporting him in that regard. So, you know, court support, you have to be really, really cautious of. A lot of times people are very vocal. If people do want to do court support in this case or any other case, I just would highly recommend, you know, dressing up as if you were going to a job interview. When you're in court, it's poker face. And you let the, you know, the respectfulness of your presence be the lobby issue rather than be vocal in court and yell or mutter or try to voice any opinions. That's actually can be distracting, and I've had situations where jurors that I thought were on my side have kind of were turned off by court support, just certain individuals, and kind of gone sideways on me.
Yeah, that's a really good point to be made there, that we want to make sure that the support is helpful sort of support. And this is just got to be frustrating to you, but on one side, because, California is looking at potential marijuana legalization for 2016, much less the medical marijuana that's been legal since, for almost 20 years now, that it's about CBD plants that aren't even designed for the recreational market. But another thing that I wanted to bring up is the fact that you're actually taking this to trial, because so many people, I think the stats like 95-96% of these cases just get pled out. Give us your thoughts behind that. Is this a moral stand that the defendant's taking?
I think so. I've actually, for whatever reason, I've had very good luck in, cannabis related cases, and I've never lost a jury trial. And I think this is about my seventh or eighth consecutive jury trial on marijuana cases. But yeah, a lot of people are scared to go to trial. A lot of people, when they're looking at a plea bargain, they cave in, or a lot of times attorneys are afraid to go to trial. There's a lot at stake. There's a lot of hard work. This is not easy by any means. I get raked over the coals daily by the judge, where I'm pretty aware of what my duties are and what I'm supposed to do in court and what's a legal objection and what isn't. And it's trial's very tough on defense attorneys, I'll tell you that.
Well, we're glad that you're out there doing that. Joseph Tully representing the case. Aaron O'Neill is the case. It's in El Dorado County. If you want to learn more, get your Google skills going. Look up these trials and learn more and tell people about them, because I think people would be shocked to know that, somebody growing CBD plants in California would be facing state trial, not federal trial, but state trial. And hey, Joseph, thank you for being on our show and for everything you're doing for the cannabis community. And here's hoping that your winning streak continues.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for having me. And I salute your good work as well.
Oh, thank you so much. Very much appreciated. All right, folks, stay tuned. We'll have time for a radical rant. But before we go, a couple of quick news bits. Cannabis Cup in Denver, Colorado is being moved not just from Denver to Pueblo, but from 420 to 422. That's courtesy of KRDO Radio. And here at Cannabis Radio, we're happy to announce the Tommy Chong podcast is launching on March 2nd. Tommy and his son Paris Chong bringing their podcasting talents to this network, where my level of fame on the network just decreased exponentially. As if I had any. Hey, we're back with the rant right after this. Stick around.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.